Welcome to Inspired Radio with Helen Taylor. Get ready to be inspired. Stories have power and conversations spark change. So let's create a new world and get started right now.
All right, good afternoon, Melbourne, good afternoon, Australia, and good day or evening to all our international listeners too. I'm Helen Taylor. Welcome to my show, Inspired Radio. I'm here with you every Monday, 4 p.m. Australia, Melbourne, Australia time, and Sunday, 11 p.m. Central Time, US and Canada, for conversations and stories to inspire you. This is the BBS Radio TV platform, and we're going live to 190 plus outlets worldwide. Inspired Radio is all about change and getting uncomfortable and shaking up the status quo, breaking free from the limiting systems that are out there and embracing our infinite potential. My guests are here to tell their story and to reveal how they've overcome change and made better lives for themselves and, of course, for others. To inspire you with their stories, because storytelling is creating a new world. So now, friends, I'm excited to welcome someone truly special to our show today, Barbara O'Neill. She's the 21st century medicine woman. That's something I just made up, but it sounds pretty good. They tried to silence her, but it only amplified her voice. So now she's more influential and in demand than ever. She speaks about health and healing in a way that feels less like a lecture and more like a warm, wise conversation with a dear friend. With her gentle spirit, her practical wisdom, and a deep love for helping others live well, Barbara has touched countless lives around the world, and it's an absolute joy to have her here with me today. Barbara, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Helen.
Yeah, did you like that intro?
Oh, yes, great, great. Yeah. You know, Psalm 146, verse 9 says, the ways of the wicked God can turn upside down.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So the first thing I wanted to ask you is the beauty of adversity. Yeah? Because your own country shut you down and that turned you into the rest of the world actually embracing you.
Yes, sometimes I pinch myself thinking, is this really happening to me?
What do you mean?
Everywhere I go, worldwide, every airport I'm in, every aeroplane I'm on, every street I walk on, people are stopping me.
Right.
This is worldwide.
Right.
You know, I was going through security one day and one of the security guys said, I watch someone that looks just like you. I said, oh, I think it's me. That's happened to me several times.
Isn't that interesting? And that's why I call it the beauty of adversity. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a bit of a skill to look at it that way too, isn't it?
Well, it is. And I think we can look at it in hindsight, but to do it at the moment is not often difficult. And in 2019, when I received the email that I had a life ban
and that That was from the...
It was from the Healthcare Complaints Commission.
Right.
And they said, if I give any advice on health or speak on health, I'm to be put into prison for 10 years with a $10,000 fine. Wow. So I have to tell you, Helen, I cried.
I'm sure
you did. Because all I've ever wanted to do is help people. Mm. But after about 10 minutes, maybe not that long, I stopped and I thought, I know that nothing happens without God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what he's got in store for me now. I tell you, Helen, I had no idea.
Yeah. And sometimes if we knew how it was going to open up and how big it would be, we might go and run the other way.
Yeah, sometimes it might be so, but what God I find does, it just gives to you little bits.
Yeah.
Just little bits at a time, little bits at a time. And here we are where I am now, and I just shake my head. You know, I'm invited to do podcasts and interviews, and I go into the room, thinking, well, who am I to be in here? And they say, oh, it's such an honor to have you. And I feel like looking around and saying, who are they talking to?
I know, I hear what you're saying. Yes, I hear what you're saying. But as I said, I mean, you got shut down by your own country and then embraced by the entire rest of the world. And
That's true. And to the point that I was in Germany in 2021, and a lady said to me, Barbara, I'm sorry to say this, but we're so glad you were banned because it has freed you to come to us. And the
wow.
light bulb went off at that moment, Helen. I thought, the ban has freed me. I'm able to go anywhere now.
And here's the intro for my show, right? Breaking free from limiting systems. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
true. That's absolutely true. That I certainly feel free from it, and I know that if that hadn't happened, I'd probably still be in the hills behind Kempsey, just running the retreat, which I certainly don't mind at all. But God said, "No, I want you somewhere else." And even though I didn't see it like that at first, I see it like that now, and I am just in awe in what God can do because people say to me, who are you? I said, I'm actually a nobody. I'm just a little lady from the rainforest that didn't want to give my kids drugs. That's all I am. And you know, when I say that, it immediately disarms the doctors and the specialists that seem to be a little bit threatened by me. If I say that, that seems to just break down all the barriers.
Well, because it doesn't sound like there's any challenge or judgment or
No.
that sort of thing in that comment. And
Certainly no challenge with me.
well, because then they've got nothing to deal with in your statement. Nothing to take offense to. So I think it's wonderful that you've got to see the bigger picture in terms of our health and our well-being firsthand worldwide, right? Because for me, I'm always encouraging people to talk about experience, not to just make up what they heard and pass on information. We are sort of the crash test dummy, aren't we? We have to test out on
We
our.
are. We are. And I was just having lunch with our guest today, and one of them said, Barbara, my niece has got this, you know, some big long name. And I said, oh, I don't believe that.
Good.
Looked at me and I said, no matter what name you give me, that's what I'm going to say. I
Yes.
said, I'm not interested in the name. I'm interested in you. Because there's always a reason. What's your history? You know, what triggered this? Was exposure to mold, exposure to drugs, vaccines, exposure to chemicals, because it doesn't make any sense that you just catch a disease. You don't.
Yes, I agree with you there. I absolutely do. And this is information that is just going to be planting some seeds for some people, but also confirming for other people as well.
That's right. And I don't at all negate the symptoms. Yeah, someone's experienced something, but to just give it a name and then have a drug, that doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me either. So, what are you finding as you travel worldwide? Are some countries doing better than others? Are some embracing things better than others? Have some got, or have we all got health systems that aren't working incredibly well?
I think there are some countries that their eyes are a little bit more open. I know Michael told me about a guest that came here and then she went to Thailand. And Michael happened to be in Thailand and they invited him to visit. And here was this hospital run by doctors and they're doing hyperbaric chambers, they're doing fever baths, they're doing juices. Now
Wow.
that's exciting, but we never hear about this.
No, we don't. And that's also something. I mean, we're so global in our communications. It's just interesting that there's some things that we just don't hear about. I was connected with a fella in Ecuador for the last 2 years, providing a healing kind of system, classes and things here. I was helping him to run them, and he told us all about Ecuador and the beautiful health system and healing systems. jobs that they have over there. And he astounded me because I said to him, "We all think you're a third world country, which means that you've got to be poor and a bit backwards as well." But he said that you don't need a referral for a specialist. You can ring and book in directly within a day or two or maybe three. You only pay about $30 or $40 to see a specialist. And in their hospitals, they've got, Reiki is embraced, herbal teas and supplements and things are embraced, energy healing's embraced. It's completely different to us
Yeah,
here.
completely open. And also, when I was in Germany, I met this guy. He's a physiotherapist. He runs six clinics. He's got 200 people working for him. He said, "We have clinics all over Germany. A client comes in with a back pain. They see his wife, who's an orthopedic surgeon, and her sister, which are both orthopedic surgeons. They assess, maybe they do some adjustments. They're sent to the physio, who massages and gives them a program of stretches and exercises, then takes them to the gym. They've got this huge gym. And the people come in, some every day, once a week, and they're getting incredible results of people totally conquering back pain, totally conquering knee pain. And doctors refer them to these clinics. And so they approached Australia, the health system here, and Australia was not interested.
So you've left the limiting system. Encouraging others to think about doing maybe the same thing. So tell me, let's get into it, right? Our body can heal itself, can't it?
Oh, yes, and God created our body to heal. Now, everyone knows that it's I innately, because if I'm sure we've all had cuts or broken bones or scrapes, and we heal.
That's it.
We
You
heal.
don't sit there with a cut on your arm and saying, "Can you please heal? Come on, do something."
No. It heals, and that same healing power goes all through the body. An orthopedic surgeon said to me one day, he said, "You know, Barbara, we can set a bone, but we can't heal the bone." Now, you might say, "Well, Barbara, that's common sense," but well, common sense isn't very common today.
No, it's not. That's a good point. No, it's not. I don't quite know what's happened there, but you're absolutely right.
Right. And really, I believe God designed us to all be our own doctors. And the reason I say that is no one knows how you feel. No one knows what you've been through. No one knows how your body responds or reacts to what's happening. And an important part of being our own doctor is doing this, listening. I just had two teenage girls here, two grandchildren, and I've got the younger ones here now. And they went to the beach. And they went there in the hottest part of the day. And guess what? They got bright red. They came home bright red. So we got the aloe vera out. I said, "Next time, sweethearts, take this. It's called Watch." 15 minutes back. And we're so busy getting all of that fixed because I basically don't spoon feed them. I said, "There's the aloe vera, just wipe it on." And it certainly brought relief. And, they got over that quickly. But I noticed they were limping. I said, "Is there something else?" I said, "We were on the rocks and they had cuts, barnacle cuts all over the bottom of their feet." So 24 hours before I found out about this, can you imagine what they're like after 24 hours? They're red, they're swollen. So we got the buckets out, we soaked them in Epsom salts, we kept them clean. I said, "You are not to walk on this floor. You're to keep those feet covered." I scrubbed the bathroom, the shower. You know, within 20, well, I would say within about 2 hours, they both had relief, and it's just incredible how quickly they've healed. See, it's just that's common sense.
It is common sense, and like you say, that seems to be lacking a lot. But what I also find is that people are a little scared of their own bodies. You know, the body's only got a certain way to communicate to you, and it's usually through aches and pains, isn't it, of some.
Well, that's true, Helen. I read a book, a fascinating book called The Gift of Pain by Dr. Paul Brand. And I looked at pain totally different after reading this book. A guy in Italy gave me the book about, 4 years ago now. And that's what I said to these girls, listen to your feet. Because
Mm.
if they get sore, then we need to quickly soak them or do something. And if
Yes.
you're on your feet too long and they get sore, what's your body saying to you? Get off your feet.
Yes.
And it was really just, how do those feet feel? Oh, yes, they're good. They're a bit sore. What have you been doing? Have you changed the dressing yet? Da, 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 da. As soon as they soak it, change the dressing. Ah, that's better. The body's speaking to them.
That's right.
And
That's right.
what Paul Brand says, he says, if you don't listen to the first whisper, the body will start screaming. And when
It
it starts
escalates.
screaming, it's doing damage.
Okay.
So what? So I always say to people, say if I'm lecturing in a large audience, I say, have you ever been to a doctor who won't listen to you? And oh, everyone nods, yeah. I said, don't be that doctor.
Yes.
And then they all go quiet.
Yes.
Because our problem is we don't listen.
That's beautiful encouragement because you're absolutely right. People don't listen to their bodies. And as I said, they even get a little frightened of it as well. Yeah.
That's right.
And it's just trying to talk, it's just trying to say, pay attention,
It is.
pay
It
attention.
is. It is. And I found a lovely verse in the Bible for this, which I'm always looking for verses in the Bible to support this because I believe it's the best medical book we've got. And in Exodus 15, verse 26, Moses is saying to the children of Israel, if you will diligently listen or hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. So I say, listen to that voice in your body. If you're hot, take your jumper off. If you're cold, put it back on again. If you're tired, go to bed. You
Yes.
know, there's some basic ones that we know, but there's a little bit more. And then people say, well, if I've got an ache in my knee, how do I know what it's for? Well, you look, have you ever hurt the knee? Have you ever fallen on the knee? Have you been on your feet all day? Have you know, what's your footwear like? You've got those silly stiletto things on again? Or if you've got some nice comfy Birkenstocks on, you know, and guess what? If it's sore, put your legs up.
Yeah.
And when you get relief, what's your body just said? Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Again, we're back to common sense, right?
I am.
So, why are people getting sick out there?
Okay, if you got 10 hours for the answer to this one, I'll be quick. I'll be
Thank
quick.
you.
See,
Thank you.
there's always a reason. And Florence Nightingale, one of my heroines, she said, disease is a process of repair. Isn't that interesting? It's a voice. It's a voice. It's actually knocking at you saying, please don't do that again. Or it's saying, can you just stop? And I'm just talking to a lady who sat next to me at lunchtime with her lymph nodes swollen like this. And she said, yeah, I just used to push myself, push myself, push myself. I said, so now the body stopped you. She said, it has. That's why I listened to the first whisper. And we've got a problem today with technology, with the electric lights. People are burning the candle at both ends. Now, that's an old saying.
Yes, it is. It's an
But.
oldie but a goodie.
And I give people God's perfect mathematical formula, 8 hours to work, 8 hours to play, 8 hours to sleep. So when we've finished our little chat today, I'm going down to the creek with my grandchildren. You know, there's a time to work and there's a time to play. And that's what Ecclesiastes chapter 3, it says, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. So people are not drinking enough water.
Well, we
People.
need to get back to basics, don't we?
People are not getting enough sleep. People are not eating food that's giving their body nutrients. They're eating devitalized, wasted food. People are poisoning their bodies
Yes, they are.
with chemicals they can't see, with electromagnetic fields they can't see. Wow, that's why I said to Helen, have you got 10 hours?
Yes, yeah. And you know, my rule of thumb when I really started to understand this for myself was I would ask myself, what would my grandparents be doing? How would they be eating? How would they be living? How would they be thinking? And everything was simple and everything was local.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. It was much simpler than you think. And people say to me all the time, Barbara, how do you handle it? You're in your 70s now. This is my 6th year of traveling 9 months a year. I say to them, I found a formula. And if I abide by that formula, my body works. And I know that if my body was sick and I adhered to that formula, I know it would get better.
Yes.
And what does it entail? It's the sustain me principles. I put it in an acronym, sustain me. I
Yes.
found a Bible verse too. It's Psalm 55:22. Cast your burden upon the Lord, and he will sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. So S is sunshine. U is use of water. Keep well hydrated. The third letter, which is another S, is sleep. I go to bed early. I get 8 hours a night. Otherwise, I cannot do what I do. And T, right in the middle, is trust in divine power. I thank God every day for this incredible body, but also the information on how to keep it working well. A is abstain. I don't take anything into my body that will harm it. I don't take drugs. I don't take vaccines. I don't take chemicals. I make sure there's no mold in my house. I keep away from the stimulants. I is inhale, and I inhale through my nose. Genesis 5, verse 7, sorry, 2, verse 7. The Bible says God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. He became a living soul. This was not mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Nose purifies, humidifies the air. I always breathe through my nose. His
Yes.
abdominal muscles and his nutrition. I always eat nourishing food. Always. If there's no nourishing food, I just drink water because I know I'll find some good food soon.
Yes. You know,
And
I've only just watched recently, I've watched some people around me, some older people, and people start to, the mouth hangs. It just hangs open. And even the spine, the neck starts to move forward. Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
right. They're
And
not getting enough oxygen. So the last two letters, moderation in all the good things. My granddaughters hopefully have learned that they overdid the sunshine. And you can even overdo good things. And E is exercise. We must move every day. I ran up and down the hills here with my grandchildren this morning, and then we finished off by a cold plunge in our mountain stream.
Beautiful.
There are basic guidelines that God has given us, and they're so simple, they're often bypassed.
Yes, they are. I have a bucket of cold water that goes over my head before I start a shower in the morning. And yes, and for people that are listening, I'm going to give you Barbara's website at some point during our conversation, but I've seen that you've been putting little shorts up there, which are really valuable. You know, you've been showing people how you've been doing the hits kind of, you know, stuff by the run up the hill and the stretching and the breathing. And they're wonderful because everybody's got such a short attention span these days that you just, if you give them anything more than 5 minutes, they can't take it.
Oh, I know. When I'm being filmed, they say do 30 seconds, do a minute. That's about all the attention a span is. That's true.
Yes, it is. So tell me, anxiety. Anxiety. You know, people think it's a mental problem, but it's not just about what we're thinking, is it?
No, it's not. And this is a subject that I find of great interest because I worked as a psychiatric nurse for several years. And the book I'm working on now is a book on the mind. And it's talking about how we actually have more say over our thoughts than we think we do.
Oh, yes, we do.
What I start with is that brain needs us to be well hydrated. That brain needs us to be well slept. That brain needs nourishment. That brain needs sunshine. And that's where we always start with the basic physical laws. And then when the brain starts working better, we can start to put our detective hat on and find out now, where did all this begin? When did the anxiety start? You know, was it when you were in med when you're in a hormonal aspect there? You know, everybody's different. That's why I like investigating.
Yes, I hear you. As a fellow investigator, I absolutely hear you. But I really would like everyone to catch the investigator bug because research and investigating your own life should be paramount.
Oh, it should be paramount. I say to people, I used to say when I was allowed to lecture at our retreat, I used to say, it's time to document your case. And part of being your own doctor is documenting your case. Write it down. Easy today in your notes on your computer. When were you born? Do you know the experience around the birth? Were you vaccinated? Were you given drugs? Or maybe you're one of my children and you were home birthed up in the rainforest and breastfed and slept with your mother for the first few years. You know, how was it? How was it? Because all of that influences what we are today. Now, not for a moment do I think it's an excuse that we can say, well, poor me, look what happened to me, because today's the first day of the rest of your life. It doesn't matter what's happened to your past. You can move from that and you can be a new person. And, of course, that's what God offers. That's what I love about knowing God. He can recreate us.
And you can't change what you're not aware of, can you? So what you're saying is, yeah, have a look at your life, how it started, where it started from, because then you can do something about it.
Oh, you can, and you can say, oh, poor old mum or poor old dad, but they did the best they could.
Yes.
But I'm actually not going to do that. You know, you just look at that. And I love humour. I think humour takes us to so many places.
Yeah.
And I think humour relaxes us and frees us. And Proverbs 17:22, the Bible says, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might have a look at that and go, whoa, I'm glad I'm out of that. Or I'm not going to do that, you know, you know, poor person, they were caught up in that, but I'm not.
That's such a great anecdote, because so many people are wound up like a top, and it's the mind. You're doing a book now about the mind. It's the mind that gets them wound up like a top, yeah?
It is. It is. It's like, is the cup half full or half empty? You know, that it's often just the way you see it. And again, I'll go to the greatest medical book, Philippians 3:13. The Bible says, this one thing I can do, forgetting the things which are behind, I reach forth to the things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And God's high calling for us is that life be great.
Mm-hmm. And that has to happen in the present moment, not dragging your past along with you.
No. I say, release that burden. Mm-hmm. And I do also explore that what releases you is really forgiveness. Just forgive those people that treated you so badly. And then you actually release them from you. You let them go. You cut the chains that bind you to that painful past. And you don't even have to feel like it. You wait till you feel like it, you'll never do it.
No, that's like anything, isn't it? We're always saying when I'm in the right mood and when it's the right time, and no. Yeah.
Today, right Today. Now. Right now you can be free.
So all of you out there, let go. The past is gone. Let it go.
Yeah. I don't want that in my future. I don't want that in my present.
Mm-hmm. So where do we go? What's next? A simple place for people to start if they want to start looking after themselves?
Drink more water.
Drink more water.
You know what I say to people? You don't have to sit down and drink 2 litres.
Yep.
You take water into your body the way that God sends the rain, little by little. You always have a glass there. You always have a mouthful. I don't have a glass next to me because I not long have lunch. And so I let my lunch digest before I start having water.
So is there truth to not having liquids while you're eating?
Yes, there is, because the science behind that is as soon as we start chewing, looking at food and eating food, then the brain releases the hydrochloric acid, and we need that to break especially our protein down. But if you're drinking large amounts of the wheat with the meal, you're diluting that acid.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when we wake up in the morning, it's not there. It only comes when we think, look, see, eat. Then it's released. So the mind and the mouth and the stomach, it's all connected. You can't cut it up. You can't disconnect it. And that's why I say to people, you just sit in peace when you eat, because, you know, stress can also affect it. But if you're well hydrated when you sit to eat, you won't need to drink with your meals. And
And
if
it also
someone,
means eating without your mobile phone next to you, doesn't
oh, my one of my daughters in hospitality, she said it really frustrates us at the restaurant. You'll get six people at the table and they're all looking at their phones.
Yes.
And she says, I sometimes wonder if we gave them the wrong meal, would they even notice?
Yeah, she's got a point there. She's got a point. But I want to go back to something that you said about just drinking water. I had cancer like 18 years ago or something. And one of the first things that I, because I did not go through the hospital system, I did a lot of things with some really good friends and practitioners around me. And of course, my own insight that I had to connect with. But one of the things was I realized, I hadn't had an urge to drink water. It took nearly 6 months of working with myself and changing my diet and my lifestyle and whatnot. It took about 6 months till one day I went, oh my gosh, I feel like a glass of water.
Well, you know what's interesting is Dr. Batman Gehelding, he wrote, he's an Iranian doctor who wrote a book called One of the Body's Many Cries for Water. And the other title of his book is Don't Treat Sickness with, I mean, Don't Treat Thirst with Medication. And the other title is He's Not Sick, He's Thirsty.
Right.
And he shows in his book that when we're chronically dehydrated, we lose the thirst signal.
Absolutely. And that's why I wanted to share it for others to go, hey, it can really just disappear. And you have to be strong and you have to persevere with yourself. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just have a few mouthfuls, and 5 minutes later, have another few mouthfuls. You know, that's why I say take the water in the way the rain falls little by little by little. Then every cell in your body can access it much better.
That's beautiful advice. Yes, it is. So, okay, tell me about hormones because what I'm seeing is at my age, I've got sons, I've got daughter-in-laws, I'm watching women in their 30s and 40s with issues that when they didn't exist 40 years ago. And hormones are just, have just, blown up in the world.
It's absolutely right. It's one of the most popular lectures I give is how to balance the hormones. But I always begin with, well, why are the hormones so out of balance?
Yeah.
One of the biggest culprits is the contraceptive pill. And we might have a young woman say, but I've never been on the pill. I said, was your mother on the pill? Because it actually comes down the line. And it's not the one day the pill was taken, it's day after day after week after week after month after month. And I know I'm a baby boomer. All my girlfriends are on the pill. We never questioned it. You know, it's time to question. That's the problem. No one questions it because, as Newton's third law of motion states, that to every action there's an equal and an opposite reaction. And while there are big reactions to disrupting the hormones, and we see it in 9-year-old girls starting to menstruate. We see it in 90-year-old women whose bones are breaking up. We see it in women in their 50s with thyroid problems. It's huge. It's absolutely huge. People say, what are the symptoms of a hormonal imbalance? I say, well, how long's a piece of string? This one's big. It's actually very big, and it affects different people in different ways. And with women that were on the pill, say, for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years, you know, in their teens, 20s, now they're in their 50s, 60s, and they've got anxiety, they're not sleeping, they've got weight gain, their bones are falling apart. There it is. There it is. And you can have 10 women with a hormonal imbalance, and they're all 55. One will have migraines, one will have weight gain, one will have insomnia, another one will have osteoporosis. Another, can you see what I'm saying? That
Absolutely.
the symptoms are as varied as we are.
Yes. And the unfortunate thing is that the medical system out there has then put a myriad of labels on all of that and turned it from being maybe half a dozen things to, well, 1,200 things or whatever. And everybody's getting lost and totally disconnected and off track. Yeah.
Absolutely. And the medical's response, again, is a drug.
Yes.
My husband says in their bag of tricks, they've got three things. It's operate, medicate, radiate. You
Yes.
know, that seems to be it. But another from the beautiful medical book we have, the Bible. So Psalm 104, verse 14, the Bible says that God gave herbs for the service of man. And I love that description. Herbs come into service. Herbs come into work with us. And there are several herbs that when they're taken into the body, little by little, work with the body specifically to balance the hormones. It's one of our number one sellers at our retreat. And my daughter's in Tasmania. They've put one together. I said, girls, we need a local cream. And my daughter, Jessica, she has a gift with smell. I call her my romantic daughter. And a lady said to me yesterday, I've tried your girl's cream. It just melts into the skin. I'm getting response. I said, yes, that my daughter's carefully put this one together. And we're seeing great results. In fact, every country I go to, I say the wild yam cream. And Dr. John
Thank you. I was going to ask you the question, is this yam you're talking about?
This is the wild yam. It contains a plant chemical called diosgenin. But Dr. John Lee, he's probably the first doctor that blew the whistle on this back in the 90s, he showed that when you apply the oil to the skin, the fat cells take it up. You eat it and you lose sometimes 400%. So it's a topical cream that the fat cells take up because our sex hormones are made from cholesterol.
Right.
And here's another subject.
Yes. I know. As soon as you said that word, I'm like, I didn't know.
Here's another hot potato. If your cholesterol levels go too high, you're not going to be able to make your sex hormones. See, it all connects together.
It does. It does. And unfortunately, the medical system started compartmentalizing everything. And then people started compartmentalizing it all as well. So nobody was connecting the dots.
Oh, yes. And someone else stepped in and has made a small fortune. Had two drugs that the pharmaceutical has made more money out of than any other drug are the cholesterol lowering medications and HRT.
Yep.
And both of those are causing so many other issues as well.
Absolutely, because I remember a friend being on HRT and I went to a seminar on essential oils at that stage, and he was talking about the medical system and how they kept reviewing and adjusting the levels of different hormones. And it's like, so what was the average once? 10 years later, the average was different. So nobody was getting true readings on anything.
Well, people say to me, well, what's the dose and how much is in it? I said, look, you don't really need to know. You know what you do? You apply the herbs to your skin. The fat cells take it up. It stimulates the biochemical pathway that your body uses to make and balance the hormones. You see, the body knows what to do.
Yes.
So we've got to get away from this medical paradigm as you have to be tested. What are your levels? Oh, I have to know my levels to know what to give. No. The body knows. It knows what to do. We can supply, give, try, and our body will go, thanks, or it'll go, can you adjust it, please?
Yeah.
Who's that?
And everybody's got this kind of heart-mind disconnect or even a battle going on, you know, because the mind loves to know the facts and the figures and it likes to know the dosages and it likes information. Oh, I've got a label, I've got this disease or I've got that disease. And the poor body's just hanging on going, will you listen to me?
Yeah, what about me?
Yes. Yes. So hormones, first port of call is yam cream. Yeah.
Absolutely. Whether you're 9, you know, menstruation happened, or whether you're the 90-year-old with osteoporosis, whether you're the woman in her 50s, 60s with thyroid problems, whether you're the 25-year-old with endometriosis, with fibroids, with polycystic ovarian syndrome, wow, this is huge.
Yes.
No matter who you are, you apply that cream and it goes into the body. The body knows what to do. It's the intelligence, and that intelligence is God. God created the body to heal. And when God said that he gave the herbs for the service of man, the herbs come into your body, whether you're 9 or 90, and it works with that.
Yes. Yes, and they're not like medication. Medication is, one pill is the same as the next pill and the next pill and the next pill in terms of if you take aspirin, well, they're all the same as they're synthetic, they're controlled. So, that's why people, the body gets used to it and then they have to take more. Where herbs and oils, essential oils, they adapt. They have, I call the X factor.
They do, they work with the body. I liken it like this, Helen. Drugs are like robots. They just say, get out of my way, I've got a job to do, whether you need it or not. Whereas herbs come in and say, where would you like me? Where do you need me? What would you like me to do? What a difference. And I remember when we were in Melbourne, the local fruit and vegetable shop, three generations of Italians ran it. And then one day we got the shocking news that the 15-year-old girl had taken her grandmother's medication for heart instead of her medication. The tablets looked the same and it killed her. Yeah. Now, if the 15-year-old takes the grandmother's yam cream instead of a moisturizer cream, do you know it's not going to kill her?
Yeah, that's a great point.
And you know what? She might even find that her periods won't be as heavy.
Yes.
And that's why I say, why have I been banned? If the potato poultice doesn't work, it hasn't killed you. You just got
Yeah.
to do it again. You maybe did it too much. Maybe you didn't do it enough.
I love that because, this whole conversation just got really gentle. Right, you can hear that. It's like when you're working with nature and what's got or got God's given to you, it there's a gentleness about it, and we need to get back to being gentle with ourselves.
Oh, we do. I used to work in the operating theatre. The last 18 months I was in as a psych nurse, and we just used to do basic surgical procedures on psych patients because they have to be nursed, as you can imagine, a little differently.
Yes.
I was the instrument nurse. I'd memorised all the instruments in the store 4, we used to call it. And we'd be in an operation, and the doctor would say, "I need a McGill's forceps." And I knew exactly where to go. I knew how to get it out in its sterile form, have it in doctor's hand in minutes. Well, now I'm still the instrument nurse, but I'm using God's instruments. I'm
Yes.
using the comfrey cream. I'm using the aloe vera. I'm using the cayenne pepper, the wild yam cream. But the beauty of God's instruments is that the very person that's using it, they will know, was that too much? Was that enough? Do I need to do it for longer? Because our bodies can tell us what no man can tell us. Our bodies can tell us what no test can tell us. And that's why I might be seen as very controversial in saying this. I don't advise biopsies.
Yes,
Because
I've been down that road, and it's a terrible road. It
it's
is.
a terrible road. And I was talking to yon young woman, late 30s, and she was forced. Well, of course, they can't physically force you, but mentally they do, to have a biopsy of her cervix. And she screamed. It was just in the doctor's surgery because it was so painful. And the nurse is walking away with it and dropped it on the floor.
Oh.
And the doctor said, we'll have to do another one.
Oh, no.
And by the end of this procedure, that woman was sobbing. And she said to the nurse, this is terrible. And you know what the nurse said? Oh, he does it all the time.
Yes, and
So
that yes.
it's time for us to say, no, thank you.
That's we've been desensitized, haven't we?
Yes, no, but you will die. I don't think so.
Pain and torture, pain and torture.
No. Do you know, one lady said to me, the doctor said she's got 3 months to live, and she looked at him and said, you're not God.
I
He's the
love
only one that knows.
it.
And what I say to people, I believe doctors are ethical, but the pharmaceutical company isn't. And the medical system we know today is a broken system. And when they say, you've got this, you've got to do this, what you say is, thank you so much for your opinion, because that's what it is.
It's not easy to do that though, because even when I went through when I had a biopsy, that was a breast biopsy, even though I was very clear about my options and I had to do the experience for a particular reason, the experience itself And the dismissive way of a lot of people was really, quite challenging to navigate. And when I finally got back to the surgeon, I mean, we were talking about having to have surgery for a 4 millimeter indeterminate cluster. And I'm like, hang on a minute. I mean, they were patting themselves on the back, going, oh my gosh, that's incredible to find that. And I'm thinking, it's just a bit of calcification. In the breast tissue, there's all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
That's right, that's right. And if you want to create cancer, do a biopsy because
Yes.
it thrives on damage. So, and people say, well, how will you know what it is? I said, why do you need to know? If there's a lump in your breast, that would not happen if your hormones were balanced. So start applying the YAM cream. Start applying castor oil compresses. Castor oil penetrates deep and it can break that up. Now, there are things
Castor oil is just gold.
that.
It
Yes,
can
yes.
do so many things, yeah?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes. But my point was, it's like it's very difficult for people to fight back or to be.
No, it is very, very difficult, especially when the family come in and
Oh,
start
yes.
pressing there because they believe what the doctor said, that if you don't do this, you will die. And I was only 6 months ago when I was in Maryland, I met a lady and she said, I did not want to go this way, but my family pressured me. She said, once every 2 weeks, I get chemotherapy for the day, cost me $14,000. She said, I'm vomiting and diarrhea almost non-stop, and the 3 days before my next treatment, it's eased.
Wow. That's an incredibly destructive cycle.
Then she goes again and she said to the doctor, I can't handle this anymore. And he just gives it to her. But I say, do you know that you can say no?
Yes.
And you know what? Just don't turn up. But
Yeah.
you are right. That is very hard, especially when all the family are pressuring you because they believe what the doctor says. And this brings us back to where did this all come from? I was a child. I was taught if I get sick, I go to the doctor. He gives me a drug, I'll get better.
Yep.
From
Programming.
little children, we're taught that. And it's really hard to get that out of people's minds. And my children were not brought up like that. So the last thing on their mind when they get sick is doctor. That's the last thing on their mind. And it's strange to them to see people rushing to the doctor because they say, why would you do that?
Well, we were programmed as children, weren't we? Right. And I strongly believe that we're the end of the cycles, right? We have an obligation and a duty now to stop those cycles.
Stop that cycle. And I am not against medicine.
No,
When
no.
I broke my arm, I knew it was a serious one because the shape of my arm was strange and the pain was through the roof. The x-ray showed my radius had broken and was out of place. Well, I'm not against it. I'm thankful for the skill of the orthopedic surgeon that pulled it back into place. I'm thankful for pain-killing medication, so I didn't feel him pull it into place. Do you know it has a place?
Yes,
There's
it does.
no
Yes,
doubt
it does.
about that, but it's spilled out into everyday life.
Yes, and it has to change. And we're here helping people to reprogram themselves and the mind, reprogramming the mind. Wow, that's a journey, isn't it?
Oh, it is, it is. It's like the young mother that said, my little 2.5-year-old, his stools are black, And I said, just wait and see what happens. Just give it a couple of days. Well, in 3 days, it was back to normal. But you rush into hospital, they do a stool test. Maybe there's a bit of blood in there. What are they going to do? Are they going to operate? Are they going to? Just wait and see. Just wait and see. And then another mother contacted me and said, my little baby, everything she has, she vomits, she's screaming in pain. I said, I think you need to take her to the doctor. This is a baby, 1 year old baby. This has been going on for 24 hours. Well, nothing saying that. No, we've got to go a little step further.
Because the body has its intrinsic way of releasing waste and toxins, right?
That certainly does. But when you've got a 1 year old baby that for 24 hours has kept nothing down, and if I had the baby in my arm, there's a few things I'd try, but I thought, well, 24 hours, a 1 year old, you've got to go and get a bit of help.
Oh, yeah, so there's a time and a place, absolutely. But our
Oh.
conversation today is help is encouraging people to start listening to their own bodies and
That's
start
right.
getting back to firstly, first step, everyone, drink water, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. First step, drink water. Second step, go to bed earlier. Start moving this body. Start exercising and start looking at organic food. Starting to eat more plants. You know, that gastrointestinal tract needs to be swept every day. Fruits and vegetables. Start getting in the sunshine. Not like my granddaughters who got burnt and like pink.
Yes, absolutely. And as you said, you didn't say it was like, did they put on sunscreen? You pointed to your watch and went, take your watch and watch the time. You can be in the sun, but your body will tell you when enough's enough.
Well, as my son-in-law says, everyone goes to the beach at the wrong time. The best time's early morning, late afternoon. But they're rolling up in the middle of the day where the sun is strong and they're putting sunscreen all over them, which Ian Wishart, in his book on vitamin D, he has all the research there to show that it's actually causing basal cell carcinoma, these sunscreens, because they're full of chemicals. And you're out in the sun and it's blocking the burning rays, but it's also blocking the healing ways, and there are rays that are getting through that are causing damage. If the sun's in the middle of the sky, get out of the sun or put a hat and a shirt on.
Everything.
It sounds like common sense.
Again, there's those two words. Everything's a bit inverted, isn't it? It's a bit upside down.
Is and it is, and it's just one of the biggest roles I have, Helen, is to teach people to once again trust their bodies.
And that, wow. That's a journey.
And listen to it because it actually knows what to do, and sometimes it just needs a bit of time. It's
I've
like,
got to the point with myself where, whenever there's an ache or a pain, my first thought these days is, oh, what are you doing? What are you doing? You must be fixing something.
You need me to get off my feet for a while. Do you need me to wear those stilettos? Now, I'm not against stilettos, by the way, I don't wear them, but you know, for a wedding or something here and there, maybe, but please, not every day. Although, I had a friend who lived in stilettos as a teenager, and it tilted her hips to the point where all her babies had to be born by a cesarean section. See, we were not meant to walk on stilts.
No, I agree with you there. I absolutely agree. I like practical clothes and practical shoes. Thank you very
Oh
much.
yes, and here are my Birkenstocks. Yeah, I
Well,
live in.
I can't show you what I'm wearing because I've got nothing on my feet.
That's even better. But my husband doesn't let me lecture in the Birkenstocks because they're not elegant enough. But I live in them at
I
home.
had a fella that I met a number of years ago who was just teaching about personal development, and he used to wear those shoes with the toes in them.
Oh
And
yes,
he
the
would
big.
have a suit. He would have a suit on and look all very professional. And he had those, rubbery looking shoes that had the toes as well. Yes.
That's what I run up and down the hills on in the morning.
There you go. There you go. It was such a contradiction of lifestyles. It was wonderful.
Isn't that funny? Because what's interesting about the foot, our foot's designed to toe strike when we run, but these big padded joggers encourage people to heel strike. That's where you get the hamstring, the lower back, the pelvic problems.
And things don't hit you until you're kind of in your 40s and your 50s, and
That's right.
the physical structure of the body, right?
Body bears long under abuse.
It
Yes,
does. It's an incredible thing, isn't it?
it
So tell me, what's next for you?
On Sunday, I fly to Dubai and
Gosh.
I have a few lectures there I'm giving, and then I think after a few days, I fly to Bangalore in India.
Wow.
Be giving a series there, and then back to Dubai. I think I have a little bit more there, and I think after 2 weeks in that area, I go to the US, and then I've got five different venues that I'll be speaking at in US and also Canada. I think I'm doing a a week there. I'm usually a different place every week. I don't plan the program. Someone else does all that. I just go.
You just
And
turn up. You just turn up. That's beautiful.
I usually have the next few weeks in my mind.
Good, good. Are we heading in a better direction? You get to see a bit more of the world than I do, and maybe some of, are we heading in a better, is it changing?
I hope so.
Yep.
In some ways, I think we are. I was in Amsterdam in November. The last two nights, 900 people.
Okay.
That was just incredible. That
Yes.
gives you an indication that there's certainly an interest.
The interest, yes.
And you know, when I'm usually driven there and slipped out, you know, slipped in the back door, and that's what.
You really have star status, don't
And I said, they're the very people we want.
you?
We want them to hear what they can do to get their bodies working better.
Yes. And really, everyone needs to be encouraged to just take a step at a time, right? Because, you know,
That's right. Rome wasn't built in a day. It's just little by little, as the baby grows, that's how we heal. And if people try and take on too much at once, they often get discouraged and throw the whole lot in. That's why when you said, where do we start? I said, just drink more water. Start going to bed a little earlier.
And talk to your body. I think people, you know, a lovely thing is to return to communicating, talking to your body. I mean, I know through my own research over the years, people have actually visualized and talked themselves out of certain, you know, conditions and diseases. And we all, when we were babies, we talked to our own bodies. That's how we started to crawl and then to walk and then to ride a bike. And we stopped talking to it.
Well, one lady said to me, Barbara, I can't sleep, I can't sleep, I can't sleep. I said, don't say that anymore. She said, why not?
Yes.
She said, because your whole body's listening and it says, looks like we can't sleep.
It. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
What'll I say? I'm going to try. I'll get there.
Oh my gosh. I know that everybody's taking snippets of you online and you know, kind of putting it all over the place, trying to get names for themselves. It's just what a crazy world it is out there. So we want to keep things clear and we want to keep it all about you and we want to lead people in the right direction. So I've got here, it's officialbarbaraoneal.com. Is that right?
Absolutely right, Helen. And I was very happy when my staff found that website. So I start by saying, I'm about to give you the official website, officialbarbaraoneal.com.
Yes.
Any other is not me. And I have to tell you, there are quite a few. One lady sent me one, it was called privatebarbaraoneal.com. No. It's officialbarbaraoneal.com. And from there, you'll get all my true social media posts.
Thank you, because that was the next thing I was going to say to people. It's like take the links from that website. Don't go trying to find you on YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and things like that, because too many people are trying to imitate you for their own kind of.
It is true. And this lady that showed me this website, she was complaining to me that she's already spent $1,200
Oh, God.
on these herbal medications for her father. And I said, look, I don't push products.
Yes.
And she said, when you know, you haven't sent me. And I said, I'm so sorry, it's not me. And when she sent it to me, it said private Barbara now.
Gosh. Well, we're going to end up because we're going to wrap up now. We've done our hour, love. Thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And I know that people are going to get a lot by what you had to share today. And, you know, just start simple, everybody. Drink some water. If you got hormone stuff, get some wild yam, go to the website and see where the next teachings are, the next retreats are. All of your stuff, I'll say it again, is officialbarbaraoneal.com. It's been such a pleasure, Barbara. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Helen. It's been fun. I can't believe it was an hour.
We did have a good time. All right, Barbara. All right, everybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Welcome to Inspired Radio with Helen Taylor. Get ready to be inspired. Stories have power and conversations spark change. So let's create a new world and get started right now.